Later Rock, it is Luke Harn into the batter's box for Lux. Harn, Fruth, and Orth getting the first look at the starting pitcher today, Ethan Upsall. Ethan Upsall, the starter for the Ada Athletics. As the lefty's ready to go, his first pitch coming in at 10:56, and that pitch is in there for a strike. 10:56, Kurt, as a guy who's been a part of some state tournaments and some regions. When you got four games to get in, you're fine with starting 4 minutes early.
Nothing better than getting going on time or a little early if you can, because especially when you got to play four games and you never know what the weather's going to be.
As Harn hitting one up the middle, this will be fielded behind the bag at second. The throw across in time. Nice play right there by the shortstop, Brett Fetting. As Kurt, we talked about 3.5 inches of rain. That kind of slowed that ball up for sure.
That it did. And to think that they had 1.5 inches since we left here last night when you and Randy got done doing that game that went 11 innings, that missed it, the last 3 innings of that game. And to think that they had another 1.5 inches, the ballpark's looking pretty good after that.
That it is, as Ethan Fruth will step into the batter's box. As Fruth, left-handed swinging, much like Harn and many of these Lux Brewers. As the first offering from Upsall to Harn, or to Fruth, excuse me, hit on the ground towards third. Third baseman gets a nice hop. That's Blake Fetting. Low throw scooped out, though, at first base by Riley Resnick for a quick and easy out number two.
Well, you said how bad the ball got slowing up on JT Harn's grounder to the shortstop there. That one was just as bad to the one at third base, and we're going to see a lot of that today, Kirby.
My favorite prayer is, Lord, give me exactly
so two down on a couple ground balls. Ethan Upsall, left-handed pitching.
What happens when our life's over?
As Derek Orth into the batter's box. First offering to Orth. He's missing low for a ball. Upsall could very well be their ace, Kurt. You know, again, we don't know much about the Ada Athletics, but the fact that Lux is as left-handed as they are, you would wonder if that maybe played into the decision to throw him today.
Well, it definitely has to be a big decision when you got as many lefties as they do, but you'd have a hard time believing you weren't throwing your ace in the first game of the weekend two of the state tournament.
Orth cracks this one to center on the run in right center field. Making the catch is Brady Fetting, and Lux retired 1-2-3 here in the first inning. They go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. On to the bottom of the first. We're scoreless here on your Sunday morning. Luxembourg and Ada. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
2 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 70 degrees here in central Minnesota. And, baseball is happening in Waconia. I thought it might be Chaska, but Kirby and Kurt, they are in Waconia. Taking you back there, more baseball action.
Well, thank you, Sci Fun and Sign is on to the bottom of the first inning. Let's get you that Ada Athletic lineup, Kurt.
For the Ada A's, leading off the shortstop, batting second, the catcher, Sonny Resnick. Batting third, the third baseman, Blake Fetting. Batting fourth, the pitcher-designated hitter, Ethan Upsall. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Braden Fetting. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Riley Resnick. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jonas Sanders. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bo Fetting. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Mike Erickson. Your Ada A's.
It is Brett Fetting into the batter's box as JT Harn, his first offering, missing low for a ball. As the 1-0 offering from JT, that missing down and away, as JT Harn getting the start again for Luxembourg here. As Kurt, no one could really argue with that decision. This guy has been brilliant.
Brilliant is saying the least. In regions, he had 18 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts, 4 runs, 3 earned.
1-1 pitch hit on the ground to short. Fruth up with it. His throw across the diamond. It'll pull the first baseman, Josh Lenko, off the bag, and it's an error on the Luxembourg shortstop, Ethan Fruth, as Kurt just a wide throw right there, and the leadoff man on for Ada here in the first inning.
Threw it a little high and wide, which forced Lenko to come off the base at first base, and unfortunately wasn't able to get the tag back on him after he pulled himself off the base.
So the leader on.
Thanks for listening to.
We'll set the Brewers up for you in the field. And Sonny Resnick, their catcher, into the batter's box.
HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.
As Harn will work from the set.
KCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Betting his lead over at first base. JT set right at the face. His first offering to Sonny, missing down and away. It's Derek Orth over at third base. Ethan Fruth at shortstop. Second base, Connor Clark. At first base today, Josh Lenko. Corey Wentz and his Brewer infield. As Harn looks into DJ Crone for the sign. Lefty's got it. Stares at Fetting at first base. Right now. So he'll come home with it. There goes the runner. The pitch is in there for a strike. Throw down to second and sliding in safely is Brett Fetting. That's pretty good jump right there, Kurt.
That was definitely a steal on the pitcher on that one. He had a good jump and throws a little wide to second base. No chance for the Brewers to get the speedy leadoff hitter there.
There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better. So into scoring position now for Sonny Resnick.
But I'm pretty sure you already knew.
As Keith Hansen, the manager for the Ada Athletics,
summertime tips
over the third base coaching area
at Total Wine and More.
Topping your burger with grilled
onions and blue looking back at second base. Fruth and Clark try to toy with the runner as this pitch is popped up right side out into the outfield grass. We'll go Clark. It's now, and it's going to drop in front of that right fielder, Noah Grove. On his way out there was Clark, Kurt, and then Connor kind of, it appeared that he got called off by Grove, but the pitch drops for our game's first hit.
Yeah, I don't know if he got called off or it looked like he wasn't going to be able to get to it, so Clark kind of gave up on it, and Grove realized he wasn't going to get to the ball, and it lands in Noah's land over there. And the guy was standing on second base acting like he was going to take, which he wasn't able to do, and he quickly scampers over to third base after the ball drops.
So now you got runners at the corners. And nobody out. Blake Fetting into the batter's box. So Harn in some hot water early here. Resnick with the dump single, and then the air stolen base and advancement for Fetting. First pitch, this is popped up, foul and out of play.
How old do you think I am?
In the outfield for Luxembourg, it's Sam Eiten in left, Luke Harn in center, Noah Grove in right field. You have a nice breeze that looks like it's going out to left field on a sun-soaked Waconia Lions Park today, Lions Field. Should be a great day for four baseball games, and two of them you're going to hear right here on KASM. As Harn set, his one strike offering missing down and in. We'll even it up at 1-1. Randy is going to have the evening bout tonight. The reschedule from last night to tonight. It'll be Spring Hill and the New Ulm Brewers. 1-1 the count. First and third, nobody out here for Ada. As the 1-1 pitch, that is hit into left field. A sharp single right there. And it's an RBI single for Blake Fetting, as Kurt, he jumped all over that Harn offering, and it's 1-0 A's.
Well, that he did is he laced that thing between the shortstop and third baseman. No chance for any of them to make the play on there, and he quickly gets the first RBI of the game.
So 1-0 already, and this is something we haven't really seen from JT. He hasn't recorded an out. I don't remember four guys reaching in a row throughout regions and states thus far.
No, that's definitely different for JT. Let's see if he can work himself out of this big jam.
So first and second now, two men on, nobody out yet, and the cleanup hitter is the pitcher, Ethan Upsall. Ain't but three things. As the first pitch missing for a ball, Harn's next offering, that's laced into right center field. How far is this ball going to go? It's going to score one for sure. Ending up at third is Resnick. He will stop right there. That's Fetting, excuse me. Resnick comes across to score, and it's 2-0 in favor of Ada, as Upsall wasn't waiting around, Kurt.
No, he wasn't. He jumped all over that first pitch and thought the Brewers were going to get a little bit of a break as Fetting was rounding second base. He ended up tripping on second base, thinking maybe he wasn't going to make it to third, but he quickly got back up and made it over to third, and the Brewers still in hot water with runners at the corners and still nobody out. He said,
I tried it all. Bring Braden Fetting to the plate. Their five hitter. First four men reaching. RBIs for Blake Fetting and Ethan Upsall. Lefty right here, Braden Fetting, with runners at the corners. First pitch that's in there for a strike. Delayed call from the plate umpire, but Figured he'd come around, which he did.
Care about you.
Air, stolen base, single, single, single for Ada. And they're up 2-0 with nobody out as this pitch is popped up. That's into short left field. Fruit back. He's not going to get that one. Has a little slip right there from Ethan. You can tell that grass is a little soft yet, Kurt. But it's another run scoring as Fetting comes across to score. Checking in at second base is Upsall. Now 3-0 in favor of Ada.
Yeah, it was one of them he definitely wasn't going to get, but you got to see how wet that field is out there as Fruth tried turning to get himself in position to pick up that single that landed right behind him out there. He slips a little bit. Just a sign of how wet the field is, which we got to see when we walked in here this morning. The sidelines and everything were awful wet when we walked in.
3-0, our score. Is Funnenstein up over there yet? I know he's leading off the next inning.
I haven't seen him, but I'm surprised he has.
They got to get something cooking here. As I left, JT's yet to record an out. First and second, nobody out as this pitch is in there for a strike. As the batter is Riley Resnick. So two Resnicks, three Fettings, and an Upsall are the first six hitters in this Ada batting order. A little Spring Hill to their lineup. As the one-strike offering that's cut on and missed, JT would love a punch-out right here. 0-2 the count to Riley Resnick.
Tom T. Hall on Total Country.
Three runs in already for Ada right now in the bottom of the first inning, and there is Reed Funnenstein down into the bullpen.
From down,
asking you shall receive.
Broadcast center
as the 0-2 offering, that is cut on and missed. Speaking of asking you shall receive, there is that strikeout for a big out number one as Resnick retired without the runners advancing.
Well, that was a big out for the Brewers. What JT needed at that time, he got out of that strikeout. He ended up throwing that fastball right by him for strike three there, which was a big first out for the Brewers.
Luckily, we get to keep them all here safe and sound in the Bob Classic Vault to take out and remember him.
So one down and Jonas Sanders to the plate with runners at first and second.
We lost Tom T. Hall. So
as Harn set, first offering, that's missing outside for a ball. JT thought maybe settle in a little bit as he had three consecutive strikes because, Kurt, it seemed like he did kind of fall behind this top of the order. That gave him some hitters counts.
He definitely did. Every batter he threw the first pitch ball to him and got himself behind and got himself in a little bit of trouble.
1-0 offering. That's missing low. Now 2-0 to the seven hitter in this Ada lineup. So 2-0 the count. Runner at second base is Upsall at first. Braden Fenning has the 2-0 pitch. That hook just missing right there. 3-0. Bo Fetting, the fourth and final Fetting in Keith Hansen's lineup. He is in the on-deck circle for Ada. 3-0 our score. 3-0 the count. JT's 3-0 pitch. Outside ball four. As it is a walk to load the bases. This is not the guy we've seen the last 3 weeks.
You said that he ended up walking two guys in two region games. And to think that what he's done already today. Got himself behind many times early on those top.
And I mean, sorry to interrupt you, Dad, but walking. That was a four-pitch walk to the seven-hitter.
Yeah.
You know? None of which were all that close. Bo Fetting to the plate. As JT's first offering to Bo, the first pitch swinging at an off-speed pitch was a flip foul. And out of play. Some confidence right there in the hands of Bo Fetting. As JT gets a strike. At third base, Ethan Upsall. Second base, Braden Fetting. At first base, Jonas Sanders. Three runs in for Ada here in the first inning. And Harn's one strike pitch. That's waved at, missed on the off speed. And he's in a hole at 0-2. Oh, and 2 the count. He needed a strikeout before. He'd pay for one right now. 0-2 the count. As Harn ready. Athletics everywhere. As the 0-2 pitch missing high with the fastball. Maybe trying to change the eye level and come back with that off speed to this lefty hitting Bo Fetting. Two lefty lineups, Kirk, and two lefty pitchers we've seen thus far. As 1-2 the count, bases loaded full for Ada here with one away. As this pitch off speed, and it's in there. Strike three, curled in nicely. Bo Fetting's out on strikes for a big out number two.
Well, I'm sure that was a strike on the inside part of the plate right there, but we got an awful delayed call from the strike. Well, the home plate umpire, I didn't know for sure if he was going to get that call that he needed at that time, but He needed a big strikeout to the number six hitter, and he got it. And he needed another big one to the number eight hitter, and he got it. So let's see if JT can't work himself out of this big jam.
Other than announcing a game in the Malacca Wi-Fi desert gymnasium, least favorite thing as an announcer, Curtis, a delayed strike call from an umpire. I think you've learned that in your brief broadcast career. The first pitch strike to Mike Erickson. JT right back. His 0-1 offering to Erickson. That pitch is in there for a strike at the letters. 0-2. A little more like it right now as he's working ahead, coming right at these guys. Still bases loaded for Ada here in the first inning. They got three runs in as the 0-2 offering that is hit on the ground towards short. Fielded by Fruth. He'll run to the bag to get the force out on Sanders, and that does it for Ada in the first inning. But what a first it was for them as they come up with three runs on four hits. It all started with a Lux Air and the bases left loaded. One complete here in Waconia. Scoreboard reads 3-0 in favor of Ada. On to the second inning. That's coming up in 1 minute. It's Lux State Baseball right here on your Sunday on Chasm. Promotional Resources,
INC. In the business of promoting your business. Average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad. Promotional Resources, INC. In the business
of promoting your business. Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run!
Good morning to you. 13 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. 71 degrees, our temperature, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Some programming notes. We didn't get to our Stearns FSA report. We'll get that after the game, as well as the birthday club. So stay tuned for that. Meantime, we take you back to Waconia. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Kurt.
First pitch, swinging is Yankee side. Funnenstein batting. Funnenstein talking on Chasm as Reed pops one up to right, and it's caught by Mike Erickson on the run for a harmless out number one. Kurtz, update us on that Class C bracket. We saw history yesterday. We saw some interesting games. Those were on Chasm, but the bracket started to take shape after 2 weekends.
Well, it is. Unfortunately, we didn't get the last 2 games in last night, but Friday night, Dumont defeated Loretto by a score of 6-4. Waconia defeated Bully by a score of 3-0. Maple Lake defeated Jordan yesterday. Alex won 2-1 over Kimball, which you heard right here. St. Patrick defeated Austin 10-0. Young America defeated Ortonville 11-3. Watkins defeated Princeton 5-0, and St. Martin won 1-0.
How many hits did St. Martin have?
They got no hit, but they won the game.
Lanko in a hole at 0-2 as Josh popping this one, fouling out of play. Hands down, the talk of the tournament, our Region 15 seed champion, St. Martin, winning on Kyle Leeser walk, a wild pitch in which he took two bases as Lanko tapping one right side, fielded easily by the first baseman, Riley Resnick. He'll win that race to the base and two quick outs for pitcher Ethan Upsall. Yeah, Leeser walks, goes from first to third on a wild pitch, and a dynamite right down the line. Brian swung it. I'm going to say it. He's the best bunting three hitter in the state of Minnesota because he probably doesn't have much competition. No one else would even know. But just an awesome suicide squeeze bunt. We all knew Carl was going to do it. He did it. And the Martins march on.
They did what they needed to do. They needed a bunt at that time. Brian put it down. Like you say, not many three hitters ever bunt. We see Brian bunt for hits many times from that spot. We know he can do it.
Oh, by the way, Scott Leeser had a complete game shutout, too. Forgot to mention that. Sets the table for 11 o'clock next Saturday in Chaska, Geislinger versus Leeser.
Take a load off.
And that is going to be fun, and that's going to be on Chasm as well.
It might only take an hour and a half for that game to be played, the way those two pitchers work.
If you're driving, it's going to take longer to play that game than it is to get there, the way you drive. As 3-0 the count, that pitch in there for a strike to Noah Grove, moving our count to 3-1. Randy can vouch for that accelerator. he got to meet yesterday in Dad's Equinox as the 3-1 pitch fouled away. Fills it up at 3-2. Five up, five down for Luxembourg thus far, as they've been unable to figure out Ethan Upsall through 1 2/3. As the lefty Upsall ready to go, his payoff pitch to Grove. It is popped up, foul, and that'll twist out of play. Bright sunshine here in Laconia. It's different for us, Kirk. We've been so used to clouds and rain and heavy winds, we're forgot what old Mr. Sun looks like.
Well, it's good to see that out here today, because they need all that they can get for the help. I mean, granted, we mentioned before the great job the grounds crew has done down here, but that field still has some drying out to do out there.
I think, looking in that, because where we walked in right field, that warning track was a lake. There is a Lake Waconia. There's another one as this pitch is laced into center field. Grove all over that one with a sharp two-out single. Noah took that off-speed pitch from Upsall and smacked it right into center for the Brewers' first hit. But circling back, I don't have a great view. Is there still? It can't be standing water out there anymore.
I don't think it's standing, but it looks like it's awful damp right out in front of the scoreboard on the warning track out there.
It sure was standing when we walked in a little before 10.
You had about 20 guys out there doing all they could.
One on, two out, Sam Eyton to the plate for Luxembourg. As the first offering to Sam, missing. One and oh the count. As the lead at first base for Noah Grove, the 1-0 pitch, that's tapped foul by Eyton. Sammy had a nice start to his region, Kurt.
He ended up going 4-for-14 in the region, 2 runs scored and 1 stolen base.
Do anything last week?
Last week in the state tournament, unfortunately, he was 0-for-4.
So looking for that first state tourney hit this year in 2021 is the 1-1 pitch to Eyton. This pitch is cracked right field corner. That is a foul ball. Just landing. I don't have an amazing view of the foul line with where the sun's located right now, but just judging by where the ball landed, I'd say within single-digit amount of feet foul.
It was probably only a couple feet foul right there, which was too bad for the Brewers, because I think with two outs and a guy moving, they would have at least got a run out of that.
Oh, no. Noah Grove. Hamstring monster get him there? He was holding it. He's staying in the game. It looks like he's okay, but kind of twisting around a little bit. 1-2 the count now on Eyton. Grove runs pretty good, what I gathered right there. I think you, Johnny on the spot, saying he would have came across the score as the 1-2 pitch, off-speed missing up and away, evening our count up at 2-2.
Look how much closer that right fielder is playing to the line now after Sammy ripped that one down there.
Fool me once. As the two-strike pitch cut on and missed, Eyton's out on strikes for out number 3, and that'll do it for Lux in the second. They notch the hit column, but they stay scoreless as no runs, one hit. There were no Ada airs and one runner left on base. 1.5, 3-0 our score in favor of Ada. On to the second inning, bottom half. That's coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Hayloft Bar and Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu, or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Bar and Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Bar and Grill.
And a pleasant good morning to you. 21 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock, 72 degrees, sunshine-filled degrees. We take you back to Waconia for more great baseball coverage. It's Kirby and Kurt.
Thank you, Cy, as we are on to the bottom of the second. And much like the first, it is the top of the Ada order. It starts with Brett Fetting. Got things going for hitters. He reached no on an error, stole second, and ended up coming across the score as the first offering from Harn is waved at. Who won, Dad? These guys aren't afraid to swing it, huh?
No, it's amazing because the guy's going up there after a four-pitch walk, and they come out swinging at the next pitch.
As Harn ready. Is one strike offering to Fetting. That off-speed pitch fouled over the Lux dugout. Moving our count to 0-2. Third state tournament appearance for Luxembourg. 13 or 14? I got it somewhere right here.
14, 18, and 21.
Yeah, I knew the other two. And 14 was their first time ever in their long, long history. They have like four fan buses or something down in Bell Plain that day. As the two-strike pitch to Fetting, just missing right there. Moves our count to 1-2.
Ada, on the other hand, is here for the 18th time, the 7th in the last 12 years.
1-2 offering, that's hit into right center field. That ball's going to get down, and this top of the Ada order just keeps coming at you as they get the leader on here in the second inning.
Well, we've seen him in the bottom of the first inning, all that top of the order, and like they go up there and swing the bat. Right away, they're starting that in the bottom of the second.
Ada. 98, 2000, 1, 3, 8, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 18, 21. So it's not like a new conglomerate either, as they didn't have, of those 18s, a lot of them coming in the 21st century. Man on, the leader in Sonny Resnick to the plate now. I think that's his Christian name, as the first offering is missing low for a ball. Sonny singled and scored back in that first inning. It'll be Resnick, followed by Blake
Williams,
Fetting.
The original on Total Country
Bob FM.
For the Athletics
here in the second inning.
Out of this world alive. Jeff Jones out
one
here.
1-0 the count.
Taking our Bob Classic vault
pitch
out.
That is cut on and missed. Now throw back to first and diving back safely after the quick throw from DJ Krohn. Under the
and
tag
I got to say thanks to Gatherwell for helping us
Doc
get Lanko out here
is
this year.
Brett Fetting,
making
excuse
us,
me.
Nice and safe and sound. I know we'll talk getting to Sarah
confused.
Again a little bit more about the antibodies test.
We've got
along
four
with
some of them.
Many other ones that they do.
One and
of,
one with nobody out here. 3-0 our score
in
favor
that, are
of Ada. They're
COVID,
hitting in the second inning.
That have some of the same symptoms that
he's
they test
got
for.
He's got to start getting some zeros on that board to keep it competitive. There goes the runner. This pitch popped up fouling out of play.
Classics because it was actually the 27th of August back in 1960. Was the very
again,
last
it's been
broadcast
an inning and change, but
of the
not
Louisiana
exactly
hayride, and Hank
a
Williams may be one of the most
station
famous
team, this Ada.
Names
put
that
some
came
pressure on
from
you.
That
they
area.
Are. They're not afraid
the
to come up there
was,
and
he actually
swing the bat.
Got rejected by the Grand Ole Opry.
For
so
them,
he,
they've done a great
well,
job of swinging it.
Started
so
going
far.
With
I was
the second
Louis
choice
to
the Louisiana hayride, but
they're not afraid to put wheels in motion.
Incredible run.
1-2 the count now.
And after he got fired from the Grand Ole Opry for the first time,
Fetting in the on-deck circle,
he went back to the Louisiana hayride, but he wasn't the only one.
There goes the runner again. This pitch missing low for a ball, and
Sonny James, Hank Snow,
Farron Young, won't even have a
Johnny
Horton,
Jim Reeves, Quad King, George Jones, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Bob Wills, Nat Stuckey, and Lefty Frizzell on top of Elvis Presley. And I did not know this
good
until
jump.
Just now as I was doing a little bit more research on the
he had
Louisiana
a good jump
hayride.
Yeah, he's got the
he
only other
Elvis's
stolen base. He had a good jump on his first stolen base.
On the Louisiana
that's
hayride.
That's leadoff production. On twice,
that
two stolen bases.
Elvis has left the building.
Just here in the bottom of the second inning.
The very first
JT's
time.
JT's 2-2 pitch. That's tapped on the ground.
Alexa,
and the two is love at it. It's fielded at second by
skill.
Clark. And Clark spiked it. Throw it away.
And I will play it.
The ball will get past the first baseman, Lanko, easily coming across the score. Fetting on the second Brewer air. And Connor held on a little too long, Barrett.
September 17th and 18th at ERX Motor Park in Elk River. More than a music festival, this is a two-day camping retreat with supporters like play. You. JT comes in and he fumbles it for a second, and he throws it wide the first, goes by the first baseman for a big error. Runner ends up on second base.
Run comes across the score and Fetting. Second error on the Brewers. That first one hurt. This one hurt too. Chris Canales out of that Luxembourg dugout to have a word. It's 4-0 right now in the second inning. And
now is the time to start getting ready for fall.
Head over to Hair Trigger Gun Shop to get your new
scope. You started it in the first. I'd say won't be much longer if things continue to go down the path that they're currently going.
Or call 763-856-2222.
That's going to bring Blake Fetting. Fetting, Resnick, Fetting, Upsall Fetting. upsetting
so great
Resnick.
To finally be able to get together
Sanders
again.
Fetting.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I like when
I'm
they do stuff
to.
Like that. Like
I've got the extra
Ralphie
cash.
Schamberg
since
used
we've
to go,
all been
Schamberg,
driving so much
Schamberg,
more
Schamberg,
again,
Schamberg.
I've been using GetUpside, the free
Sarah
gas
Schamberg.
App that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually
so
get
runner
paid
at second
cash
base.
When you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents
a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
For a ball.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Nobody out here at the bottom of the second inning.
Bucks. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL.
He gave up one
Get ready
run
to rock the prairie in Albany Saturday, so September 11th. Diamondback and Honey Badgers will rock the prairie along with Hitsville. Rock out VIP style to get preferred parking, hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and more. General admission tickets and camping also available. Enjoy summer and live music and all for a good cause. Gates open at 2 p.m. Great food vendors and beer tent available all night. Rock the prairie Saturday, September 11th in Albany with Diamondback, Honey Badgers, and Hitsville. Buy now at rocktheprairie.org. Rocktheprairie.org.
The
Make This the Summer Sales Event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin, and I am excited to announce that we have heavy-duty Ram trucks in stock. 2,500s, 3,500s, short box or long box, tradesmen all the way up to limited edition, gas or diesel. We've got you covered. Don't delay. Lock in your heavy-duty today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free five-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler,
out number number two, retired upsall, advancing to third base is Sonny Resnick.
State Fair and Bobtown.
And that'll bring great betting to the place. So it must have been a 3-2 game when they beat St. Martin. So that'll bring betting to the plate. Runner at third base is Resnick. Aren't trying to keep it right here. Is that pitch missing low for a ball? Now 1-0.
You take what's not really ours.
1-0. Fetting had an RBI single his first time up. Harns 1-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards second. Busy inning for Clark, and he has that one go off of his glove. Slipped a little bit on his way in, Kurt, as he's playing in the dirt, and that one goes off his glove, and it's an error and a costly one. Second of the inning for Clark, and it's now a 5-0 advantage for Ada.
Well, you said it when it was a costly one. It's definitely dry in that area because he was in the dirt part of it, but he kind of slipped a little bit as he was charging that ball. And that ball ends up coming up on him and goes right over the top of him. He just doesn't get enough of the glove on it.
It's a high hop for soggy field, so you think maybe it's drying out a little bit. It's now 5-0 the score reads, and it'll be Riley Resnick to the plate as Resnick looks at a first pitch ball. Three errors for Lux in 1 2/3.
We'll take love where we
each one of them either led to a run or allowed a run to score.
Love and try to hide.
1-0 the count. Harn set his 1-0 pitch that is off the plate
it's
for a ball.
We got.
Now
2-0.
Reed Funenstein continues to heat it up in that pen. For Luxembourg.
It's a cheating situation.
5 runs in right here for Ada. 3 in the first, 2 here in the second, as this pitch is missing down. Now 3-0. Struck Resnick out on 3 pitches his first time up. Now he's got 3 wide ones to the first baseman. Runner at first is Braden Fetting. As Harn set, 3-0 offering. That's in there for a strike. Moving our count to 3-1. Nice crowd from Luxembourg here this morning.
Just like the Brewers normally do, they bring a nice crowd to the park.
3-1 pitch, that's low ball 4, and that will allow Riley Resnick to reach. Chris Knaus is now going to go jog down into the bullpen and chat with his brother-in-law, see if he's ready. And I'd say if he is ready, Kurt, it's going to be his game, as it'll be Jonas Sanders. Lux has always got a good crowd to come watch ball, huh?
That they do.
Well, I pulled out a
Pittsburgh. You can't say that for Eastern Seaboard. When you have to drive 3.5 hours to get there.
What did we say, 350 or something like that?
That's what we heard when we were walking in. It's like, if you're going to go just about 4 hours to the game, you're not going to have the heat on.
As this pitch will be fouled off, DJ Crone. 11 o'clock game. 350, you got to get moving pretty quick. So that's 6 a.m. church mass. 5 a.m. church mass is one strike to count. To Jonas Sanders. Runners at first and second with two away as Harn set. His one strike pitch. This is popped up. Short center field. Luke Harn has it measured. He will make the catch. And that'll do it for Ada here in the second. But they come back with two more and two unearned runs. Two runs on just the one hit. Two big Brewer errors and two runners left on base. We've played two. Scoreboard now says 5-0 in favor of Ada. On to the third inning. Coming up on your Sunday morning right here on KASN.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Haynesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're at 28 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 72 degrees, sunshine gracing our land here in central Minnesota. As we take you back to Waconia, more exciting baseball action. Kirby Hemish and his dad, Kirk.
Thank you, Cy, for the Brewers in the top of the third. 8-9-1 in their order. Connor Clark, DJ Crone, and Luke Harn. Going to start chipping away. Don't want that lead to stay at 5. As the first offering from Upsall, there, that was a good start. Knocked into right field. First pitch swinging, Connor Clark. Maybe some redemption for him after a tough bottom of the second. He cracks a single on the first pitch to get things going.
He took that fastball in the outside part of the plate and laced it right over the second baseman for a single, which we haven't seen many of yet for the Brewers. Hopefully that's a good start.
Leadoff single for Connor Clark. That'll bring DJ Crone to the plate. Cy referencing that it's father and son on the broadcast today. We saw a pretty cool little moment for fathers and sons in the pregame, Kirk.
Yeah, we did. They honored the 1995 Sauk Rapids Cyclones and the 2011, I believe.
Yep.
And there were three pairs of father-sons that threw out the, where the fathers were from the 95 team that threw out the first pitch, and three of their sons from the 2011 team that caught them. Pretty
Thayer,
neat to see.
Thayer, Hilly, and Whippler, the families. Scott Hilly, Jeff Hilly. Andy Thayer, Greg Thayer, and Tommy Whippler. I don't remember the other Whippler, but yeah, very cool. Congrats. Of course, we remember that 11 Sauk Rapids team because that was the year the Springers didn't make the state tournament. As 1-1 the count, the offering to Crone. This is lifted into short center field. Out goes the shortstop. Calling off, though, is the center fielder Braden Fetting. Braden calls off Brett Fetting for out number one to retire DJ Crone.
You talk about Fettings all the time when they're batting. You're going to talk about them all the time in the field, too, because if four of them were in the batting lineup, that means four of them were in the field being their pitchers or DH.
Oh, nice. We're broadcasting cheat code right there. If it's popped up, I can just say Fetting might be near it. A little trick my dad taught me. As, yeah, they got a short, third, center, and second. As back to the top of the order, Luke Harn looks at a first pitch ball right there. Around the horn for the Athletics at third base, Blake Fetting, shortstop Brett Fetting, second base, Bo Fetting, and at first base, Riley Resnick. Harn popping this one up, fouling out of play. We'll even it up at 1-1. In left field, Jonas Sanders. Center field, Braden Fetting. Right field, Mike Erickson. Behind the plate is Sonny Resnick. pitching thus far is Ethan Upsall. He's looking for a ground ball to a Fetting right now. One and one the count. Leading at first base is Connor Clark. It's a 5-0 score in favor of Ada here in the top of the third inning. There goes Clark as this pitch, little check swing by Harn, fielded by the pitcher Upsall, flips it over to Resnick at first to retire Luke, 1-3. I don't know if it was a hit and run, Kurt, and he just didn't want to kind of fully commit for what the scoop was there, but the check swing gets Clark to second, and Harn retired.
I don't know, but it looked like Clark had a good jump on that one, that I don't think Luke had the swing at that one to do it. And when you go do a check swing and hit just a little chink to the pitcher, not what the Brewers were looking for out of their leadoff man.
We talked about the Hillies, Whipplers, and Thayers, as well as the Hemishes here. The Ottman boys, Coach and Blaine, listening at River Oaks today. Good morning, gentlemen. Hit them straight. Blaine aimed for the one in the middle. As the first offering missing for a ball to Ethan Fruth. Runner at second base. That's the first Brewer to advance to second is Connor Clark. 1-0 the count. As the lefty Upsall, 1-0 pitch that burns inside. Now 2-0. Fruth bounced out to the third base variety of Fetting back in the first inning. 2-0. Lux looking to start scratching away. Upsall trying to keep it right here. As Ethan, the big left-hander from Ada. Off-speed pitch that curls in there for a strike. See, they only got one drafty here.
I've seen that.
A marble mallard, John DeBorg. I wonder if they told the other guys, you don't have to make the drive because if you're like the sixth pitcher today, no sense in you ruining your whole day.
Unless you're going 17 innings, you're probably not using four pitchers.
The 2-1 pitch that is hit on the ground by Fruth. Fielded at second by Fetting. His flip over to Resnick at first, 4-3, to retire Ethan Fruth for out number three. Not the easiest play right there for Fetting, Kurt. We've seen some footing issues, but he made it.
He made that one look easy. He went and got himself planted just perfect on a ball that looked like it was going to go up the middle. Fields it nicely and quickly throws out the runner at first base.
That does it for Lux in the third. They score no runs on one hit. They had that leadoff Clark single. There were no errors and one runner left on base. 2.5, 5-0 our score in favor of Ada. Onto the third inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water Danny conditioning Winex contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? This so call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, 3, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Now 21 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. 72 our current temperature here in Albany. Yesterday, Brad didn't get the Stearns FSA report in because we lost power here at the station. So a reminder, we'll be getting that in after the game today as well as the birthday club. Back to Waconia, more exciting baseball action. It's Kirby and Kurt. When you can look at a
tree in the distance. Si, did you have some branches to pick up this morning in the Funenstein Ranch?
Not too bad. A few leaves there, but we got by pretty good. Just a lot of water.
Here we go. Well, glad to hear it. I hope everyone is safe back home as we get a little cute shot up the third base line. Fielded by JT. His throw is not in time. Lead off single for Bo Fetting, the second baseman. What do you hit it, Kurt? 15 to 25 feet?
Yep, that's about it, but it kept tailing over towards the third base line. Arn goes over there and quickly fields it and throws a strike to first base, but not in time.
Leadoff man on for the third consecutive inning for Ada. There are seasonal savings throughout the Home Depot. A Fetting to lead things off and getting aboard for the third consecutive inning, and that'll bring Mike Erickson to the plate. Out there,
It's the dinner bell for
five
your
runs on seven
cookout.
Hits here for here, Ada. It's a gallon of two plus innings. Squaring the bunt, putting one up that third baseline and foul. Guest bath, ready for guests. First state tournament baseball for you right there, Kurt. You got guys five runs in two innings. You got seven hits already, and your nine hitters ask the bunt up 5-0. That's never enough, right?
Well, you know, when you come down here, you got to do what you got to do to win the ball game.
One strike the count. We'll see if Erickson's asked the bunt once again. Harn set. He does square. Pulls back. And that late breaker missing, evening it up at 1-1. Leadoff man Brett Fetting is on deck. He's 1-for-2 with two stolen bases and two runs scored. One and one the count. Bo Fetting leading from first base.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be
squaring again. The runner's
going to
go
right
on
Someone
the pitch as that bunt is right back
hear.
To JT.
You
runner's going to go first to third on this one. The throw is not in
you
time. How about
smart
that? A little bunt
cool,
and steal at the same time. Fetting never slowed down, Kurt.
So
Bo
very
took
clever.
A chance at throw me out. Kind of that Kyle Leeser mentality from yesterday, and they didn't throw him out.
That's exactly what I was seeing when I seen him take that turn at second base. It reminded me of Kyle Leeser yesterday. He never hesitated. He came there all the way and easily made it under the throw to third base.
Summertime is that tips the from morning Paul for Mr. Harn?
I would believe more. It is.
There's a Topping Knox from Chris Knauss. That'll be that. It'll be a pitching change. Next level with as Cabernet Reserve, Reed Funnenstein is going to come into value. The ball game.
And nothing beats a buttery
and that will do it for JT Harn as he goes 2 1/3, giving up five at least thus far. So we're going to step aside 30 seconds as Reed Funnenstein is going to heat it up. We'll be back. 5-0 our score. Runner at third.
Get ready to Rock the Prairie on Saturday, September 11th, as we work to raise funds for Mother Mercy Foundation. Go to rocktheprairie.org for ticket information and
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we've received the J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just up on Informer Albany and online at
we have a vehicle for you at St. Cloud Subaru. Our buying should be simple. Shop online at stcloudsubaru.com or at our showroom. Start your adventure today at stcloudsubaru.com.
We take you back to Laconia after the pitching change. Yes, my cousin there, Reed Funnenstein.
Get ready to Rock the Prairie on Saturday, September 11th, as we work to raise funds for Mother Mercy Foundation. Go to rocktheprairie.org for ticket information and camping passes. Gates open at 2 and music begins at 3 o'clock with the Honey Badgers, Diamondback, and Hitchfield. Rocktheprairie.org.
Well, he'd be a starter on about most teams, and getting to be a reliever for them is a big plus for the Brewers.
Funnenstein, he threw the ninth inning, or two-thirds of the ninth inning last week. He threw the region championship game. He had that first-round victory for Luxembourg against Farming as well, as he's got a tall order with the top of the order here, Brett Fetting. Infield's going to come in for Lux, and why wouldn't you, Kurt? You got to keep it right here, don't you? You
can't afford to give up any more right now.
Infield comes in. Brett Fetting's been aboard twice. First offering, swing and a miss right there. It's Funnenstein, the big right-hander, lays in a fastball, and Fetting comes up empty with the swing. It'll be Fetting and Resnick trying to get that sixth run across for Ada as the one-strike pitch is cut on and missed by Fetting. He's in a hole at 0-2. Rito coming right at him. As 0-2 the count. Runner at third base is Bo Fetting. Brett Fetting trying to get him in. As the two-strike pitch, that's missing high for a ball. Moving our count to 1-2. Three in the first, two in the second for Ada. They're looking to extend that five-run lead they currently got. 1-2 the count. The big Lux righty on the mound. He would love a punch-out right here as the 1-2 pitch that is missing above the letters. Now 2-2. Funnenstein obviously standing on a mound, but Reed stands about 6'4", 6'5". Fetting can't be much more than 5'8", 5'9". Reed looks like a giant out there as this off-speed pitch just missing the corner. We'll fill it up at 3-2. You want to walk this guy because from what we've seen, Kurt, that's basically a double. So 3-2 the count. Right-hander ready. Funnenstein's payoff pitch is tapped foul up the first baseline. We'll do the 3-2 over again.
We'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back,
three and two the count.
We can go.
Funnenstein, first man he's faced on in relief after JT Harns, two and a third start here. As Rito set up the Brewers lettering across his chest, 3-2 pitch, cue shot. They're going to try it. Funnenstein fields. He's going to run back, and Reed slips. They're still going to have a play as DJ Krohn will tag out Fetting. No one was at second base as the Brewers were running to all get involved in the pickle. But a big out right there, and an out recorded, Kurt, after a trip. And Reed's going to go replace his divot right there. And again, that just shows you what that playing surface is looking like.
Well, it was fortunate, like you said, to get an out after that there, because when Reed slipped, you didn't know what was going to happen, but he kind of had the guy out north, man, that land at that time. Looked like he was going to go back to third, and he quickly went back home, and Reed quickly threw the ball to DJ Krohn at home plate to get the guy. Unfortunately for the Brewer was the leadoff man ended up at second base to be in scoring position again.
Look at his knees. They're all wet and grassy after that play as Reed fell. Still soggy in there, and so there is two away. The runner did not score. Fetting ended up at second base, and Sonny Resnick into the batter's box. He's reached and scored twice as well. As Funnenstein drops a hook in there for strike one. Big fella right back is one strike pitch on the corner for a strike. Now 0-2. Trying to put a pin in it right here. Keep it at a 5-0 game. Lux staking Ada to a 5-run lead. Three big errors costing the Brewers. As the 0-2 pitch, there goes the runner. This pitch is popped up. Short right field. Clark out. Coming on is Grove. He will make the catch. Funnenstein does the job, retiring Fetting and Resnick and keeping the scoreboard at 5-4. Ada in the third. They score no runs on one hit. No Brewer errors, and one runner left on base. Three complete, 5-0, still in favor of Ada. On to the fourth inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy it all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 8/31/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value on any 2018 or older vehicle. Good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 72 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Just a gorgeous day for baseball. We have it here for you. More state coverage with Kirby and Kurt.
Thank you, Si. Our Luxembourg baseball brought to you today. Thanks to our fine sports boosters, Albany and Richmond A&W, the Hayloft Bar and Grill, Rambo, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Erkins Water, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud.
Reaching back into the vault for another
coveted
Bob Classic.
Postgame player of the game. First of four here in Waconia. And on Chasm, we'll have the first and the fourth. Spring Hill, New Ulm. They were here, they were ready, and in the eighth inning of that Kimball game last night, they got told, ain't gonna happen. Box it up and go home, so those two teams will come back and play that scheduled 7 o'clock game this evening. Randy Rothstein on the call tonight. Runcy gets a day in the pickle patch. Dad and I down here today is Derek Orff, and the meat of the Lux order due up here. Orff looks at a first pitch strike, swings through the second offering. D.O. in a hole at 0-2.
You think Randy's getting any pickles picked?
I bet he was up bright and early.
Would have been awful wet out there this morning.
He's got mud boots as Orth swings through the 0-2 offering from Upsall. Derek goes down on three consecutive pitches for out number one. Difference in the game, Kurtz, is 5 runs, but Ada's got the leadoff man on each inning. Lux hasn't. Lux got one on in the third, the leader on, but for the most part, you know, they haven't been able to do much. Funnenstein into the batter's box as Reed looks at a first pitch ball. Wind picks up a little bit, blown out to left field a little harder than it was earlier. Ethan Upsall has been pretty doggone good for Ada. As Funnenstein popping this one up, fouling off the roof here in Waconia. 325 down the line, 370 to left and right center, 325 symmetrical at Lions Field in Waconia. No batter's eye. Big outfield. I haven't seen a home run here. Randy, you mentioned him. It's his favorite time of the day, 11:50 a.m. 1-1 the count. As Upsall's 1-1 pitch to Funnenstein. Big swing and a miss right there. Reed in a hole at 1-2. Trying to hit the old bases empty five-run bomb with that one, Kurt.
You just got done saying, oh, we haven't seen a home run here, and I think Reed wanted to give you one there.
I take it. Upsall shakes the head twice at Sonny Resnick. Now they're on the same page. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. And knocked down by Resnick. Sonny flips it over to Riley Resnick at first base. Strikeout of Funnenstein for out number two. It's the third strikeout for pitcher Ethan Upsall. Langto to the plate now for Luxembourg. I've been walking these streets so long. As Upsall's first offering to their first baseman, that curls in there nicely for a strike.
Langto had one of the two home runs that were hit in reach 15C.
Smoked that thing to right center.
Yeah, for a right-handed hitter to hit one out where he did.
Not easy to do at Cold Spring Baseball Park. All these games Randy and I have done, and two home runs. Tyler Geislinger and this guy, Drew Regent and State. Maybe a Charger will put a charge into one tonight for Runcie. 1-2 the count right now as Langto swings through. 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed. And a snapper mowing down inning right there for Ethan Upsall. He picks up his second, third, and fourth strikeout, striking out the side in the Brewer fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 5-0 our score in favor of the Ada Athletics onto the bottom of the fourth inning coming up in a minute right here on KASM. Promotional Resources,
INC. Of promoting your business. The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad. Promotional Resources, INC. In the business
of promoting your business. Summertime is baseball time in Central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get it a hit!